Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah. If Alyssa,
can you imagine if she scores her first goal?
Yo, 18 years old. Yeah, what were you doing at 18?
She's the truth. I was not doing anything productive.
I was on probation at 18.
Academic or actual? Is this? Can we get into this?
Why would you say that?
Can we please get into this? Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com, and I'm joined with the very unprofessional co-executive directors of Vibes. I don't know, like, if you just saw, if you're watching on YouTube, I just caught and threw back in one shot while doing the intro.
You're so professional.
I feel like I should get a pat on the back. Like,
hey.
not even a stride, not even like a stutter or nothing, but...
You the man.
Yeah, Julio Montero, Bridget Flores. What's going on, y'all?
What up? We out here popping.
We're popping. And we're matching.
As
you can notice, our friends.
We came in style today.
Yeah, we came. This was coordinated. This was not
coincidence. We got to let the audience know.
We popping.
Moving forward, you got to put on some 3D glasses in order to enjoy this at its full experience.
Yeah. We'll put like a... Please put on 3D glasses
at this
right
moment.
Now.
Please put on your glasses to enjoy.
Yeah, because
and partake on your favorite vice.
Yeah, because we are rocking these crazy 3D jerseys from our friends at Ford Madison.
Yes, sir.
FC, like they sent this over to us, and I mean, this is reversible. So you're not seeing double. Bridget is wearing the same jersey as Julio and I are.
You got options here.
Yeah, Bridget, take it off in reverse real quick for the audience.
No.
Hey, that's on the Patreon. If y'all
want to subscribe
to that.
If you'd like to see that.
And you'll get footage of all three of us actually taking these off and reversing them.
Real so, man body.
Yeah. This is what the true male... Yeah.
don't let Cam fool you with that Barbie
movie. Hashtag natural bodies.
Yeah. 100%. So we'll put the links in the bio, in the descriptions for the Patreons for all that. But on a serious note, yo, Ford Madison, they've been killing the jersey game for like as long as I can remember. We've been covering them like maybe back to 2018, 2017, maybe even earlier. But I mean, this is a USL League One team that has really stood out, and you don't see too many teams at that level that make a national imprint where you're getting people, you know, talking about them consistently, and they do that a lot through some of the initiatives that they do off the pitch, but a big part of that is a conscious decision through the jerseys.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
This is just another example of it. I mean, they rarely miss.
What other team, like in general, on the soccer level in the U.S., has a jersey that you can have interactions through a 3D glasses?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
They're calling it the five dimension. They say it's the first ever five dimensional kit.
What a five.
Yeah.
High five to that.
And the packaging was next level. We got the
so
popcorn
sick.
Out here. They
mm-hmm.
they got us the Orville Redenbachers. Mm-hmm. We got this here. We won't be eating it on mm-hmm. on air for your ASMR. Julio's just tossing it at me. The second I said we're not going to be eating it, he eats it, of course.
Because he doesn't listen.
Yeah, they got the branded 3D glasses straight out of a comic book.
Sick.
This is just next level stuff.
Forward Madison FC on the side.
Yeah,
dang.
I mean, like, no, like, what other club is doing that?
You take these to the movies and they try to provide it, and you're like, nah, we're good.
We're
with the Flamingos.
Yeah, we're going full Mingo.
Leg up and everything. Yeah.
These are the type of branded 3D glasses you take to the movies. Like, oh, you need the movie theater. theater classes, I got my own.
Yeah. It's freaking like the dude who shows up to bowling with his own ball.
Yeah, you know? Literally like that, the whole kit.
Yeah. Or the dude you're at the pool hall with, and all of a sudden you start, all right, let's play for $20. He pulls out his own cue. It's like, all right, this is over with, you know. But this is next level stuff.
This is super sick.
I might keep the glasses on the whole episode.
I don't know. Yeah.
Good luck
for
with it. That.
It's a good look for real. But there, like, Ford Madison is part of like a handful of lower division teams mm-hmm. across the U.S. that have done, you know, really, really cool stuff, and that have shown that, you know, just because that they're not at the top level of soccer, like, they can still exist, they can still create a culture, they can still make an impact beyond, you know, their local you know, market. And I think that's really cool because you don't really see that across any other, like the, mm-hmm. the G League in basketball, minors in baseball, like besides that local market, like nobody's talking about the, you know, the Bakersfield 66ers or, yeah. you know, like the, and no disrespect to them. They're doing their thing, but it's hard. It's hard, yeah. you know,
and it's so hard to support Bakersfield at all.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchups reports for baseball, boxing, golfing, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
I don't even know if the Bakersfield 66ers is a team. Like, I just
made that up.
Stuff out there.
You gave him an idea.
Shout out to the Roadrunners.
No, I think their 66ers are for sure a team. I don't know. I think they might be Rancho Cucamonga or somewhere. I don't know. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. But like, it's for sure like a testament to thinking out of the box and doing these.
Hurting
these,
my eyes.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I told you.
Yeah. That teams like Ford Madison, Oakland Roots, mm-hmm. you know, San Diego Loyal. Mm-hmm. There's a new team coming into the USL League One as well, Brooklyn FC. Hopefully they could do some big things. But, like, if you're at that level, it's hard to kind of stand out. And shout out to the teams that are doing that, like
yeah.
Ford Madison.
And we've talked about this before, how I think, I don't know about recently, but before, like, Las Vegas Lights had that culture where they had sick kits. They're, like, you know, one of a kind ways to stand out for game days and like game fan experiences and the packages that they provided. I think that a lot of the teams nowadays, regardless of which division they're in, that are on like the lower end, like not the pro teams, they're finding a way to create their own kind of culture and they're finding a way to create their own kind of exposure. And I love that because it gives more opportunities for people to see what other options there are besides trying to make it to MLS or like, because I feel like there's a lot of athletes out here who want to play soccer and they want to keep playing soccer, but maybe not necessarily on the professional level. And like, I think these leagues give that opportunity that aren't always found because it's not as exposed or as like, you know, like big time.
Yeah, League One is still professional, but like you're talking about like League
like,
Two.
Like MLS kind of thing, like yeah, European, right. You know, like beyond like.
And yeah, Jeff Cameron, I don't know if it was Jeff or Breck that was saying that like.
There's other avenues to go.
Yeah, right. Hey, and you,
there's
when you're playing
other opportunities.
In Europe, maybe you don't make it at the championship level. You have, you know, League One, League Two, mm-hmm, and then, you know, mm-hmm. after that, you know, the fourth, fifth, sixth tier.
Right.
Whereas in the U.S., like, it doesn't work out in the USL for whatever reason. You could get injured, you're not in the right situation. It's not always a talent thing, mm-hmm, right? People mm-hmm. are still slipping through the cracks. It's hard to get past that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. hopefully we can see. I mean, you know, US Pro Rel is reportedly coming.
Yeah, supposedly they're going to be promotion relegation. It's going to be the first. And that's good because there's a lot of talk about we need it in the MLS. How come MLS is only FIFA regulated league that
right,
is,
doesn't
is not implement that? Mm-hmm. Now, with all this soccer coming up, with all this great news with Messi coming, it's a great start to test that out with USL, and if it works and is working really fine, why not try it with MLS?
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm for Pro Rel, and I think in the fact that I think that it would be a really cool addition to the soccer landscape. I don't think it's the be all end all solution that a lot of the kind of people who are, you know, Eli Lesser was talking about last week, the people who are kind of attacking MLS, you know, content in the comments. So it's not like the Band-Aid that's going to fix U.S. soccer, but mm-hmm. it is certainly a very interesting wrench to kind of throw into the traditional American soccer values. Mm-hmm. Whether that's going to happen in MLS is another story, but the fact that USL is starting to implement it, we'll see if that works. It's a start. I don't know if that's going to, like, it's still a closed system in the fact that, you know, you can't get past the championship level, but we'll see. I think it's interesting, and especially for teams like Ford Madison who are in League One, the second level of USL, to potentially, like, you know, get a chance to move up. That's huge for them. Yeah.
So I don't know if it was Tyler Adams or it was one of the U.S. men national team players that's playing in England, but he was basically saying that they basically asked him what was the difference between European soccer and American soccer. The thing is, he was like, when you play European soccer, every game matters for the simple reason that if you're losing, you're gonna get relegated, right. And there's a big factor about the culture out there that there's no reason to go 100% every game, opposed to knowing that this year we don't have a good team, right. We lose a few games, it's
right.
cool,
right.
We'll figure it out next year. No,
that's that's the biggest thing that Pro Rel brings.
Yeah,
and talking to Austin, I talked to Austin Trusty who played in the championship last year with Birmingham City, and he said the same thing where he played in MLS with Colorado. It's not the same intensity of the fact that, you know, you could move down, or the potential of you moving up is huge. So in addition to the storylines that it brings, you know, like the last minute, relegation saves by teams like Everton, Leeds did it last year before they got relegated this year. In addition to those storylines, it adds an extra layer of intensity to the games, where you're not getting like a Inter Miami versus whatever bottom of the table team there is, Sporting Kansas City in the middle of the season. LA Galaxy. I wasn't gonna say LA Galaxy, but in the middle of the season where there's really nothing at stake.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like people are going 75%. Nobody wants to watch that. So
yeah.
I think that would be that could potentially be a huge addition to the U.S. soccer and U.S. sports landscape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that I don't know if this is segueing into it, but I think Messi coming out could also push that even more so.
Yeah.
Into MLS.
Just think about it. What are the superstars going to a team about to get
relegated?
Because Messi's going basically to the bottom. Like,
yeah, literally last place on the
I think Eastern? They might be. They're for sure in the bottom of the East. I don't know if they're at the bottom of the entire league.
They're definitely crazy turnaround of events, though. I know, like, how does that, like, how is Messi coming onto a team that's, like, second to last or basically last mm-hmm. on the standings of the Eastern Conference? Like, what is that going to do? Like, what are you?
No,
your
but
thoughts?
It's not only Messi. It's basically turning the JV squad and and just, like, recruiting, like, under the table.
Yeah.
They're bringing all these guys.
You know,
you're
talking like, about
Barcelona 2013.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Relax. Yeah. Like,
do you I know. I'm just, like, very curious as to understand, like, the underlying, like, thought process behind this. Because I think on one end, I think it was great. It was, like, a great move for David Beckham as an owner to make history by creating his own legacy in this current moment with Messi, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, replicating what he did when he was young and he was going into LA Galaxy. And now he's doing that as an owner of this team. And then they're adding additional players that played with Messi, and they're adding the coach. Like,
it's basically
what
like,
is this?
Like, yo, we're in Miami. Like,
Miami.
You could be playing like in the middle of nowhere. You could be playing, you know, for at an equal or maybe higher level. I don't know what that is, but you can come with me. Come with Miami. I got a penthouse. You know, there's
Mad.
Endless,
no,
yeah.
This is what really happened though. So about 3 weeks ago, I was there. Bridget came was basically complaining that she couldn't make it to Messi and friends.
Uh-huh.
So
thank you.
Yeah.
Look, Messi's bringing his friends.
I know one of the Spice Girls, Sporty Spice, what's up? she got a hold of another Spice Girl, and she told Beckham, because they're married, you know?
Right.
And they're like, hey, Bridget was really upset that she couldn't see Messi and friends. Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened.
Mm-hmm. It's all
and
Bridget.
They were like, you know what? We can't have our friend Bridget in L.A. be sad. Like, we got to turn things around for her. And guess what? They're going to send me a ticket to go watch them play for free.
Well,
and they're
going to
play
Which
for
spice?
My flight.
Which Spice?
All of them. They're pitching in. At this, their budget isn't the same in, like the past. So they're pitching in.
Yeah, got it. It's not the 90s
anymore. It ain't the 90s now. Yeah, they all got it. They made a GoFundMe and everything. Yeah.
All right, so Bridget, you mentioned a segue. I think this is a good segue for some comments that a rival of Messi recently made.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Shoot!
Like, obviously,
if you're hating, just say that.
But listen, kidding. So he basically said that, you know, the Saudi league is way better than MLS. He started this whole thing. Like, look, you know, he did the whole Drake. Look what we started. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
We made it.
Yeah. Yeah. So now all of a sudden, you know, a handful of superstars, both aging and young, there's at least one or two kind of prime guys that are getting swooped up into the Saudi league. But he's basically saying that Saudi League is better. Obviously, he's biased. He's trying to keep this rivalry alive. He's seeing Messi's getting this huge fanfare that I don't think he got when he moved to Al Nassr. This is just classic. Like, I need to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
make these comments.
What do you guys
think? What do you think? Right now and in the future, could the Saudi League become an actual thing and not just fizzle out after a couple of years of grabbing headlines?
I don't think Cristiano brought a lot of players there. I think Chelsea messed up with a lot of their signings and said, "Hey, you own this team, I own this team. Here's some players."
Right.
So besides that, first of all, like, even though MLS doesn't get global recognition, like, we feel like they should have. A Qatar league does not have no. So they're
Saudi,
spending.
Saudi, not Qatar.
Sorry. Saudi. Yeah. Like, they're literally, like, they're bringing all these players in, but they're not making any profit. Probably Cristiano, probably, but other than that, they're not making any profit. Mm-hmm. Like, Inter Miami's literally has more followers on Instagram than Inter Milan. So who's the real Inter?
No. Okay. That's crazy.
I'm joking, I'm saying, like, what Messi brought to this league compared to what Cristiano brought to that league, there's no comparing.
Yeah, I think, and you just see it with the rollout. Like, I feel like when he went to the Saudi league, I don't know if it's, obviously there's might be bias us being here and us following MLS.
Exactly.
Like, I don't follow the Saudi league. I didn't follow the Saudi league. I don't have any real intentions to follow it. Even with the kind of exodus of players going there. But I don't think that there was this kind of rollout that we're seeing with Messi, even though it was kind of bungled with Apple TV and the rain, and it seemed like it was kind of a rocky start. But I don't think you saw that with...
First of all, Man U, when he left, he was like, all right, bye, how are you? Thank you, play for us.
He was... They kicked him out, bro. So
he said, please get out of here.
PSG was like, oh, you really leaving? Like, PSG was mad that he left.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows the difference of, like, the exits they both had. One left because they want to leave, and one left, and an ex-girlfriend, like, you sure you want to leave? Like, I'm here whenever you want me. Yeah. So, like, no. So Messi, by far, like... At this time and place, like, World Cup winner, Champions League, all the trophies, like, Messi, well, let's not even forget about that. Like, just that last trophy he won.
Yeah. In general.
Like, that World Cup trophy, for sure, he makes more of an impact anywhere he goes than Cristiano did. If he would have went to
the Saudi League,
it would have been.
Do you think that same amount of fanfare and impact would have been made had he went to the Saudi League?
I think the thing is, you brought up a good point. Like, we don't know what kind of exposure or, like, impact this league in Saudi has and holds. Like, because we're not there. And we're not tied to it. There's no connection for us to be like, nah, they're going to go crazy, you know? Like, or they went crazy. There was a whole parade. Like, we don't know. Yeah. And I'm sure media covered it if it existed.
There was certainly a craze when he went over.
Right.
Like, a huge thing.
But like a day thing. For Messi, it was like... the weeks rumored, the week of when he signed, where when he was going to come out. It, right now, there's still a craze about like his first debut game. Like Messi has been the talk. If we think about it, Messi has been the talk since the beginning of this year, since he won the World Cup. Yeah. And he brought that into this year, and now he's making these changes. Yeah. I think, I don't know about, if he would have gone to Saudi, I think it would have been maybe like the first week, and then everybody would have been over it.
I think the league has part to do. Because Cristiano almost went to Sporting Kansas City. Mm-hmm. He almost did. There were serious talks about that.
I cannot. Can you imagine him living in
Kansas
City?
No wonder he didn't go to Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, for real. Okay, let's not be elites here.
No, think about Cristiano. Like, Cristiano.
Yeah, I know.
Kansas City. He's a big market like that.
I know.
No way. But
so, it's like LeBron James.
It had something to do with the weird MLS rules where Kansas City has its discovery rights, which I don't really understand. And I'm not going to get into it right
now.
But if he were to come to MLS, he would have gone to Kansas City. And I think that there would have been a much bigger impact.
All right, Woj, Fabrizio.
Something similar to what Messi would have done. Granted, yes, it's in Kansas City. Yes, it's not a big market.
Miami's
not a huge
hype.
Market either.
There would have been hype.
But it would have been a lot of hype. So I think part of it has to do with the league, the infrastructure the league has, where the league is at. So I think the Messi, the fact that he is Messi, there is that impact of him, but it being in Miami. But I do think that it being MLS and where MLS is at right now had a bigger factor to do than with just Messi. Yeah.
So just in revenue point, like when whatever Cristiano got offered to go to Saudi, like did not compare to that $1 billion real offer that was presented to Messi. Mm-hmm. Messi literally could have gone there for 2 years, half a billion a season.
I think that it was a very sizable move for Ronaldo.
I'm saying
he was making like 500 mil.
I think what he's saying is that what Messi was being offered compared to Ronaldo wasn't the same.
Yeah, it shows the impact that, like, so you're not gonna, you're offering because you know the impact that you can make to one league, to everything. Like Cristiano Ronaldo, I'm a Real Madrid fan, had great times with him, but at this point at his age, still looks good as hell though. Good for him. But pause.
He had a moment.
But like what he contributes to a league and a team does not even compare to a World Cup champion rated number one in the prospect to win the Ballon d'Or.
I don't think he's gonna win Ballon d'Or.
He's in the talks.
He's in the talks. I'll give you that. Right where they're at right now, Messi clearly has the upper hand on Ronaldo. But Ronaldo, so Messi got a higher offer because Ronaldo got his first. Messi was not going to get anything less than what Ronaldo got.
Get four times more.
It wasn't four times more. No, it wasn't. It wasn't four times more.
How much?
I don't know. It was close. Ronaldo was getting close to a billion for his. I don't know the exact numbers. I can look it up, but it was comparable. It wasn't like Messi was blowing Ronaldo's contract out of the water. That wasn't that crazy. but I do think so. To me, the more interesting thing isn't the Ronaldo versus Messi conversation. It's the league. Where the Saudi league can
go
from here. Was it going to be just another China super pro league where it starts out just literally burning money?
Fizzle out. Once Cristiano retires,
fizzle out. Or can this be something where it's like something similar to MLS, bringing in these kind of superstar players like they did with Beckham, because this is
MLS 12 years ago, bringing people close to retirement.
Sure.
So now, like,
MLS is at now
with the Almeidas. With the Almeidas, like, we have literally like a World Cup winner, Argentinian prospect is only 21.
So could Saudi Arabia be there in 12 years? Why?
Because nobody wants to go there.
Why?
Because like, all right. The thing about MLS, now they got now that Messi came in, I'm saying is that Messi X factor. Now Mexican teams and MLS teams can play Copa Libertadores. It's a prestigious cup, a historic trophy that a lot of players dream of winning one day. For example, De Rossi, that played for Roma for years, at the end of his career, he went to Boca Juniors just like so he can play a tournament because the prestige of that tournament does. Saudi, what other tournament in the league?
I don't think it has to do. I know what you're saying. I don't think it has to do with the competitions. I think it's a lifestyle thing. The U.S. lifestyle. Living in the U.S. is different than living in Saudi Arabia.
As a competitor, though, you want to play against good competition. You don't want to go like you don't want to retire at 21.
No,
you can be offered $1 billion, and your growth is going to go from here to here.
But
there's no competition.
But no MLS player is at 21 like prime. Like no prime player in their career is going to MLS at 21 either.
No, so. And at the end of the day, like these players are still trying to go to Europe.
Yeah.
MLS is a great stepping stone over Saudi Arabia. Like,
but that's not what I'm saying. Like Saudi Arabia is attracting players that are still kind of in their prime. Like, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to mess up his name, but they got a handful of
all
guys.
All of a sudden, you can't say it, but when I mess up.
I know. No, right, cool. I deserve to get roasted as much as you, but it's just not, like, you go for it. You go
he's
for
just,
it.
He's just not dumb enough to go for
no.
it.
No.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. That's
it almost
out of
went
pocket.
Over him. No, but I think that...
It doesn't matter what you think.
I think that, okay, maybe, possibly... There is an opportunity for Saudi League to grow in the next 12 years, right?
There's no way.
But realistically, a lot of what had to do with the exposure and the growth of MLS, a part of it was the fan base and the culture that was created through each of the teams that they had. Can Saudi do that? Like, can it bring in other people? Can it bring in their own, like... Can it bring in that kind of exposure, diversity, and community? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's what MLS has. Like, they just created a sort
a lot of
culture
of
that
critics, a lot of MLS critics will say the opposite, and that they say that
there isn't
is
enough.
Very manufactured. Everything is, you know, fake. Everything is, you know,
right. Like
very corporatized.
Like
it's a single
planted
entity structure,
in there.
You know
right.
what I mean? So
but it works for us.
The criticisms that you're making for the Saudi League, a lot of people are criticizing MLS for.
No, so it's basically you could throw $1 million to a Honda Accord. It's still going to be a Honda Accord.
With $1 million.
With $1 million, yeah.
Yeah, so explain that. Explain that because
so
who is the Honda Accord in this position?
The Saudi League. Like, all right, so, like, besides Cristiano Ronaldo, like, what other talent they have? They just brought up probably, like, 10 players. So it's the league of how many teams?
So we're basically saying what the Saudi League is going to become a bunch of foreign players. It's not even going to be a Saudi cultured, mm-hmm. you know,
no,
league.
No, no. Yeah.
You know
they're,
what I'm saying?
They're gearing up to, it's like Live Golf. They're signing these kind of like fringe PGA guys who, you know, some of them are very recognizable. The majority of them are like kind of mid-level guys who are kind of struggling to make it in the PGA. So that's what kind of like those are the comparisons that are being made. So the Saudi League has signed very well-known players that are kind of on the outs. Some of them that are still kind of in their prime. But what I'm saying, Julio, is. This is the start. This is the start
Listen,
of where they're
Linda.
At. It's easy to dismiss, and I'm with you. I don't think it's not, besides the money, there's not a lot of attraction to mm-hmm. going to and living in Saudi Arabia. This is maybe just me being an American biased and thinking, you know, like,
right.
like backing Uncle Sam and all this, you know, but I do think that it is possible. Fringe, very fringe. Like China tried
like
to do the same thing
impossible.
And it
didn't work out. And I feel the same. It's going the same way here.
Yes, but it would be interesting to see how this pans out and if
yeah.
there is what the solution is because they can learn from what China did wrong. So
mm-hmm.
If they're smart about it, there could be some positive result.
Because someone already did it and it didn't work
yeah,
out,
exactly.
and then someone's doing it and it's working.
Right.
So it's just like be smart, work with that, and make it happen.
There's really no upside of you going to like a Saudi or anything. No, I'm just saying like real talk. Like
I mean,
no,
you
if
could
you
go and
be,
step
like,
up your game out
you
there.
No, definitely not.
You never
so,
know.
So like the
you
best player.
You can't step up your game in MLS.
No,
is
so,
that what you're saying?
No, wait. So what I'm saying is like. The best players want the best competition. They're always going to die for best competition. So if what's going on? The best players going to want to go for the best competition, and we all know that it's where the EPL. One of the comments that Cristiano said, I 100% agree. La Liga is not what it was at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It's all EPL. That's a dream. That's a dream for any player that wants to play at the highest level. That wants to be known as the best player. You gotta succeed there. But what I'm saying is like. you can't go from the Saudi to EPL and think you're still gonna do good compared to the MLS. MLS has sent a lot of players to the EPL, to these top five leagues, and they're all performing at a high level because there's competition around them that is gearing them up to be ready for those leagues.
But okay.
Saudi, what does the Saudi have? What international tournaments do they have for even like to think that they can even make it there?
Sure. Okay. This is now though. This is MLS now.
12 years ago.
Twelve years
in the making.
12 years ago, people like all the MLS stars were just, you know, Thierry Henry, guys like you know, Pirlo came over, like all these like
Gerard,
Asian,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
So Ashley Cole,
it's a different. They're at different stages. What I'm saying is, there's a potential. It is not likely where all of a sudden maybe the Saudi guys start going away from these aging, you know, European
Saudis
stars.
Are making the Galaxy mistake.
Who knows? No, they're not making the Galaxy
mistake. Yeah, because the Galaxy mistake was bringing all these older talent.
That was in 2007, and it worked for them.
you're over here, and he's over here.
Yeah.
No, because like you see the mistake that we did bringing older players. Like you have all that money, go get the young talent. That would be better.
They're at different stages of development.
I think the Saudi League is in the beginning of building the foundation to what they could potentially be in 12 years.
Yeah,
I think
in 2007,
that's
the Galaxy
saying.
Were going for older players, and what did that do for them? It won them championships.
And
it got them championships. They were winning. They were the premier team.
They won two. Then they brought after Beckham worked out, they brought the rest of the guys, the Ashley Cole, the Gerrards, and it failed horrifically.
But it still worked for them. At some point, it worked for them. They were winning championships.
They
won 2011, 2012, back-to-back by getting these older guys.
Beckham and Keane.
No, at one point, it did work.
It influenced the ones that were already there.
When the league changed, the way the league was made up, it changed, and that's where Galaxy were making the mistake. So where the Saudi league is at versus where MLS is at, they're completely different places where Saudi cannot get any young players. The same way that in 2007, MLS could not get any young players. That's why they had to get these kind of older guys, and it worked to an extent. Now we're past that. So there's different iterations of the league, and I think, you know, I don't know where the Saudi league is going to go from here, but who knows? Who knows? I think it's interesting to keep tabs on. But,
and we will.
Yeah. We went way over time on that.
That's not even the important news.
Yeah, we got...
Let's talk about...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
About the real important stuff.
Yeah,
here.
Bridget, you want to get into this stuff?
Kick it off.
We got Women's World Cup action.
Woo, woo.
Kicked off
last night.
Shout
out to the girls.
Shout out to New Zealand, but that game was boring.
First of all, I was asleep.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I bet you did.
Well, so it was boring because you stayed up all night and you watched it by yourself.
No,
because
it was like long balls after long balls after long balls. No connecting passes. That's why it was boring.
Okay, Julio, get it. Julio's in some kind of mood
today. For real,
today.
Somebody hurt him.
I got popcorn, I can't eat it.
There's popcorn here, there's carbs.
He's like
right
the
here.
Little kid where like he can't eat the candy.
Like, no, but like
honestly, when the parents left him like, don't touch it until I get back.
No, like Riley from Angel City FC, like shout out to her, like New Zealand, like, and I won a World Cup game, first one, really emotional. The backstory of it. Amazing.
Against Norway too. Norway
gold medal.
Yeah.
Gold medal winners. They were known. They were set to be the next World Cup winning team, and then it just didn't pan out. Boom. Great storyline to watch the game. You're hyped. I'm hyped. And then you watch the game as long ball, long ball, long ball. Riley, long ball, running fast, loses the ball. First touch, long. It was honestly, Riley did play a heck of a game. She was the best player that whole game. But that game, honestly, tactically, I've said this before, like when something that the women's game has more than the guys' game, they're tactically sound, and it just works for me, because it's like a chess match. That game was not a chess match. It was long ball.
But to your point, the long ball that did connect for when they scored that goal, yeah, that was sick. But, that was sweet.
But out of the long balls, it was basically long ball, lose the ball, two touches, long ball, lose the ball again.
I mean, that's how New Zealand had to play. When you have, because New Zealand is, on paper, Norway is a much better team than New Zealand.
Yeah.
And when you get those games where it's a very talented team versus, you know, a team that's kind of got to be scrappy, because I think, and just from watching the highlights, I didn't watch the whole game.
I watched the whole game.
I think they sucked Norway into their plan. And Norway is a team, they have tactical players, you know, Ada Hegerberg, the players on Barcelona that are ballers. And I've watched them play. And I think that they just kind of got sucked into maybe playing on their home turf, gave them an extra boost of energy. But I agree with you. I watched the highlights, and it was very much that kind of long ball tactic. But that you'll see that, like, even in especially at the World Cup, when you see these lower ranked teams playing the bigger teams, all of a sudden, you know, you're getting into this kind of sloppier, scrappier kind of game that you have to play if you don't have the talent to keep up with your opponent.
But no, definitely, like, it was not even that. It was just basically like there was just like backyard soccer with your friends. Is like there was no real idea or real game plan, no real anything. It was just long balls. And I was like, my God, put it down. Just pass the ball. Give a 5-yard pass. You don't have to go the long ball. Like, relax. It was frustrating.
I didn't watch the game.
I'm happy you did.
I watched a few highlights. More so for me, I think it's just like the energy and the excitement that the Women's World Cup is starting and that it's happening and that it's getting a lot more recognition that it definitely deserves. But I think that seeing the post-game interview with Ali,
she was so emotional.
Yeah. Also, not only that, but like what happened earlier that morning, I think, or the night before.
The shooting.
That's insane. In your hometown, you're about to set up the ceremony for a World Cup home opening ceremony. Like, I think that for them, it meant more than just soccer. You know, it meant more than just playing the first game. And for them to win, I think, gave their country, their people, their community, their fans, something positive to enjoy for that day.
Yeah. She said something amazing. Like, now we can give these young girls something to dream about. And that was amazing. Like I said, the storyline was amazing.
It
was
honestly, Riley, let's just give a quick shout out to Allie, right? Because she's amazing.
She's so dope. Not only is she like, she's representing Angel City. She's an amazing captain. She knows how to speak very well, like, about like her passion, and like she brings her passion and her game together so well. Like, you could sense it. Like, you could sense her passion and her game. They just come together so naturally. Like, that's a true captain, right?
And she
there.
Went to high school in the Valley, so
she was the highlight of that game.
I haven't seen
that many Angel City FC games this year, but I didn't know she was that quick.
She's hella fast. I've been on in the group chat I have with Jeremy and Kyle. I've been saying that maybe Allie has kind of took a step back this year because she was kind of struggling out the gate, but of late she's definitely been in form and she's
fast.
She's quick on the outside back. I don't know. Was she playing center back or outside back?
Outside.
Because she plays center back sometimes for.
No, she was playing outside. Like, literally, I'm like, who's this? And they're like, oh, the American player.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang, she was probably
putting in work.
She was putting in work.
She's putting in work for this.
It was just honestly, all right. What upset me the most is that I went to work today and like I've been hyping it up with some of the coworkers. They don't watch it at all. And like, hey, is soccer that like boring? I'm like, no, you chose the wrong game.
They're on the soccer board. Is boring.
Yeah. So. But like, I'm like, watch the USA against Vietnam. It's probably like a 20-0.
Yeah, so...
and
so
like we're technically way more sound.
We have USA versus Vietnam. This is going to come out on Tuesday, so that... It'll be out by now. But if it's going to... Like, Vietnam is one of the teams that's like happy to be there, you know? Similar to Thailand was 4 years ago. I think it was like 6-0 or 7-0 that we won in France 4 years ago.
I do want them to score a goal against us, though.
And
I don't want them to win.
Yeah.
I do want them to score a goal.
So, make a little change up in there.
Yeah, I mean...
Why not? It's the World Cup. Make things happen.
I want Vietnam to score against the Netherlands and Portugal. I don't want Vietnam to score against us. So no. they can score against the other teams in the group.
Wake the team up a little bit.
But the thing is, like, imagine, like, all right, so, like, El Salvador... 82 when they went into the World Cup, they lost 11-1.
Yeah.
They have made documentaries about that one goal.
Like, oh,
that,
my
that,
God.
That, no, because that was the only goal that El Salvador had scored in the World Cup.
Right, yeah.
So, like, imagine, like...
For Vietnam, it'd be
Vietnam is going against the highly favored. Like, you put in $100 in Vegas, you win...
You'll probably win $10,000, dude.
No, no, like, you probably win $150 because, like, how highly favored the U.S. is. But I'm saying, like, Vietnam, you put $1, you probably can win $1 million.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. No. So you put $100 on the U.S., you're going to make, like, $5.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to make $5 if they win.
But you put it but in imagine, Vietnam.
Like, you'll lose money if they win.
But
if
you know the national, because that guy was a national hero for El Salvador. You know the national hero that person will be?
Yeah.
If they score a goal against the U.S.?
That would be awesome.
So if they lose 21, I'll be happy for that one goal. No, it's not going to be 21, but I'm hoping, like...
Yeah, but let's talk about the U.S. because I think... there's a lot of hype around the team, as there always is. And
the U.S. versus the world.
Yeah, it's always us versus the world. You know, they've done some...
They're going for that really three-peat.
Good, yeah,
three-peat.
They've done some really good marketing. Yeah. They've done some really good... Nike's come out with a couple of commercials. I saw one with Sophia Smith. Do you see that one? It's like a horror film.
I haven't seen that.
Dude, you got to watch that. That one.
The send away was freaking emotional.
Crazy enough, you know.
Yo, I was in tears. What?
Yeah,
Thugs Don't Cry. But I was like,
a lot of those are just like, they just hit.
You just got to numb yourself to any emotion and just watch it. And
no, we got, it's okay to show.
I just want Allison to score.
You want. I thought you said it sounded like you just.
No, Allison.
Alyssa.
I'm like, who's Allison?
Why did I say that?
Yeah.
The pickleback is hitting me. But
No, dude, but if Alyssa,
can you imagine if she scores her first goal?
Yo. 18 years old, yo. What were you doing at 18?
She's the truth. I was not doing anything productive.
I was on probation at 18.
Academic or actual? Is this? Can we get into this?
Why would you say that?
Can we please get into this?
Yes.
No.
Bridget, no.
That, you had an uncle.
I love that.
Bridget was on house arrest, yo.
I left that pass behind.
Bridget was looking like KCP.
As before, her eyebrows grew.
Bridget had the peppermint eyebrows.
I couldn't even go out to the store to buy a new one.
The big hoop earrings.
She got caught stealing 3 hot Cheeto bags.
For breakfast. And
That comment was wild.
Wait,
18, you were on probation.
You're on probation. Who do we work with? Were you actually on probation? Or was that a joke? Was that you actually were?
Shout out to your dad. He's probably proud right now.
We made it. Look at me now, dad.
All right. I think we could. Yeah, we got to bring this up at some point.
No, we cannot. That's the story for another day.
Maybe, but I'm.
Let's go back to the World Cup. That's really important.
But for real, though, that's, you know, just to say, like, how quick of a turn life can go, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you make it out, sometimes you don't, and I think Alyssa's doing, you know, she's
putting in the work for those of us that couldn't do it.
Exactly.
At that
time. She's doing something.
If you were on probation at 18, who knows where you would have been?
Yeah.
You could have been D1.
I could have been with Alyssa.
Yeah. That explains a lot right now.
Yeah. That's crazy. I think, and we've mentioned this before, so the hype around the U.S. is real. I think the team is very talented. I like the roster. They're missing a lot of key players due to injuries. Kristen Press just got her 4th knee surgery.
I just heard that.
That was crazy.
Shout out to Nike for making the boot for the ACLs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of talk about, like, we need more studies on how we can do this. Honestly, you don't need no more studies. Stop playing in turf fields. The women's game playing too many turf fields.
They played a whole ass World Cup on turf.
It's not fair. The guys see a turf field and they don't want to play. Was it when Beckham first came to LA Galaxy? He didn't play in none of the turf fields.
A few,
but like that was one of his rules. Like, I don't want to play in turf. So let's do better as a league, as a whole. Because whatever we do for the guys, let's do it for the ladies. Because they're going for that three-peat.
Guys are still playing on turf, too. MLS, a lot of the MLS stadiums are still turf.
And but the bigger names try to avoid it at all costs.
I mean, Seattle's still playing on turf.
Yeah.
I think Atlanta might even still be playing on turf. A lot of the teams that share fields with football fields are all playing on... I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's nuts. And anyone that like... The fact that the 2015 World Cup in Canada was on all turf. Like, that's insane.
Dude, I was watching in Telemundo because you got to watch soccer in Spanish.
Yeah.
They said, like, if you make a team of just people with ACL tears.
The all ACL team.
It will be an all-star team. Like, they could win the World Cup.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it is.
Yeah. It's an epidemic.
They're
it's like
Yeah, it's like Messi, Cristiano, and all the best of the best are all hurt.
Yeah. It sucks that CP3 is missing out the World Cup, but I think, I mean, obviously, like we said, that goes to show just how important it is to take care of our girls. And
yeah, Mallory Swanson went down.
I know. And she had just what? She was just about
she
to
was,
start.
Bro, she was
about to blow up. Let's be honest.
She was, this was her
married,
World Cup.
Going crazy.
This was her World Cup.
Yeah, this was.
And yeah, we were at the game that she blew out her knee in. It was scary, man.
Damn.
It was really heartbreaking. But I do think that this team has, you know, the depth to make a run. But it's not going to be easy for them. Mm-mm. I think, you know, everybody's talking about England. Everybody's talking about France.
Mm-hmm. Spain.
Everybody's talking about Germany. Spain is nice. People are sleeping on Brazil, though. Like, I haven't seen Brazil being mentioned on all these. I mean,
I heard Sweden as well for some reason. I don't know.
Sweden and Norway are also, you know, Norway, like, that's really part of the reason why it was crazy that they lost the opening game. Because that's a really good
team.
But, I
mean, look at Argentina. They lost their first game against...
There you go too. Against Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And
it was
So
you never know.
So we'll see. But
that's what we love about the World Cup.
Yeah, but back to Brazil. I want to talk about this because
Martha's last World Cup.
And they also have Caroline and Dabinha, who every NWSL player we've talked to, when we say who's the scariest player to play against, who's the craziest, what's the craziest thing you saw in training, they all go back to either something that Dabinha or Caroline have done. Mm-hmm. And
Caroline.
These are two young, dangerous, deadly players who are in their prime, looking to make a statement on the world stage. So I don't think it's kind of crazy to think that Brazil are sleepers, just like that statement. But I guess that's where we're at right now. And so,
well, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what they do. Honestly, this is the first Women's World Cup.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
That I actually can like say that I'm like fully invested in and like I'm excited about. And I think that it has a lot to do with like the diversity of our U.S. women's team. Like,
no more Coachella.
No more Stagecoach.
It's Coachella now.
It's a mix of Coachella and Reggaetonlandia.
With but, Stagecoach running it.
Yeah, and I think even like our young players, like Alyssa Thompson, Sophia Smith. Like, I'm super excited about this lineup.
Regardless
of what they do and how it goes, like just the opportunity for them and like how they're going to, it's just gonna boost them, who they are as people, as like influencers and all of that. But
I'm just happy it's a Summer World Cup. I'm hyped. Like, they play tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's Thursday today. Tomorrow's Friday. As soon as I get off of work, I'm planning to get off early. I told everybody I work already. Getting off early. I'm trying to find a watch party.
Where are the watch parties at?
Yeah, let's go to a watch party tomorrow.
Angel City's hosting a couple. Yeah. I think I saw there's a couple in Torrance. I'm not trying to go all the way out to Torrance.
No, let's find somewhere in the middle.
Culver City, I think. 22 Taps or what's that place? The one in Silver Lake. 33 Taps. Oh, yeah.
Okay. They have one in Culver City?
There's one in Culver. They're doing one there.
Let's go. Yeah.
I think there's one in downtown LA, actually.
Okay.
By the music hall.
So the last was the World Cup that the U.S. won versus Japan. I was in downtown. Where we went, I was in downtown Culver City watching it, and I remember like because Culver City, if you know Culver City, they have a big Japanese population there as well,
right by Sawtelle.
Literally, I was like, first, not gonna lie, prior to that, I did not know anything. The reason I went was like, oh, the U.S. is in the final. Let me go watch it. I was in 2015. 2015. So I go and like, literally, like seeing like Boyd score that. Was it a half?
Yeah, Carly Lloyd. She scored the half, the midfield. Bro, as part of a hat trick. She went
and
off.
Like and it felt like we were the outsider because there was more Japanese fans there than American fans.
Yeah,
and now like that has shifted.
Mm-hmm. That all these collaborations.
All the collaborations. Like it's just like I'm literally hyped. Like I'm more hyped than the men's World Cup.
Yeah,
because it's in the summer too. So.
And it's also possible for them to bring in another championship and make it a three-peat.
I think that's the objective at this point. If they lose anything short of that, they'll be disappointed. Even
I know that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Whereas
like,
you know the men, it's like you know let's get out of our group stage.
Yes,
that wasn't even a given.
I know, right?
Let's maybe we can make a run to the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, yo, the pressure is that much higher.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, almost we're like England or Argentina or Brazil on the men's side where it's like, bro, yeah, you better get out of the group stage. You better make it to the semifinals. Mm-hmm. You better make it to the final. Mm-hmm. Anything less, it's like it's not, the pressure is going to be is high on them. Yeah. And that's why I'm a little bit worried about some of the young players that are going to be playing. You know, obviously there's a lot of experience. You know, Alex Morgan's been in like four World
Rapinoe.
Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Rapinoe's been in like four World Cups. You know, they've won it twice. You know, Julie Ertz is on the roster. That's why, you know, for a big reason they brought her on, mm-hmm. is not only because the sixth position is short, but because she has that experience. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be on the more experienced players to
reel in the new ones.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. obviously a big part of this team, you know, the Sophia Smiths, the Trinity Rodmans, the Alyssa Thompsons, the Naomi Girmas, that are young, that are very talented, but that haven't been on the stage before.
It's a different
especially with the way experience. We've been playing lately. Like, mm-hmm. we haven't been playing, like, mm-hmm. it hasn't been, like, the most inspiring mm-hmm. soccer, but... that's what also makes it so like exciting,
because we don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like 2019, that team we had was like a sure thing. Mm-hmm. Like that was stacked.
But this team just brings what the USA is from culturally.
100%.
No, culturally yeah. ages. We have 18-year-olds playing with 38-year-olds. Like this is like
in the Sunday league.
Yeah, like if you're 50, you're still
playing.
You were 40 when. Like 30 something when Rapinoe they won the first World Cup.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's just like literally like from parents, grandparents to the new generation. Like,
it's a multi-generational team.
This is basically what we are as a country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like diversity, ages, like it's beautiful. I hope they win just because like all that combined can just unite this country.
I couldn't have said that better actually, and I think that it's almost better that there's this mix, because it's not, and that everybody else is really good too, that winning it, it's not just like, yeah, of course we should have mm-hmm. won.
No.
And now it's going to be like, yo, like we did this, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
And not only that, but to add to that, the way that they're using their platform, I don't know if you've seen mm-hmm. recently,
yeah, yeah.
they're using it to bring awareness to mental health and like to destigmatizing the need to support and be vulnerable when it comes to mental health, especially I know that we have Sophia Smith and Naomi Girma, who mm-hmm. were teammates with their Katie former, yeah, yeah, with their yeah. former teammate, Katie, who passed away because of suicide. Like they're using their platform for a purpose of good. Mm-hmm. And they know what they're going into, and they know that they're about to catch a lot of attention. And the fact that they thought like, not only like, let's like, hustle and like be the best players that we can be, but also let's use our platform to show advocacy for this. I think that to me it's just like, I love that, and like I love that they're willing to capture that and to use their platform to make it not just about themselves and the win, but also awareness to mental health. Yeah. So shout out to them and best of luck.
For real. Yeah. All right, before we wrap up, you want to pick your team to win and a dark horse?
Literally, I'm not gonna say I'm like the most knowledgeable in this point, but the USA just because. Home team, but I've heard a lot, like just listening to news, Sweden is the name that keeps popping up, They said they have the best the player to they think they're going to win the golden boot for this tournament, so I'm gonna go with Sweden.
Okay. All
right. I would love the USA to win, but if I have to pick a favorite, I think I would go with Brazil, and then my dark horse would probably be Jamaica. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yo,
shots. I'm just like, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Shots to the reggae girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So US, that's my pick to win. And then the dark horse, it's crazy to say Brazil. I like Canada as well. So one of those two. I think they have a lot of experience. They just won a gold cup. They're confident. You know, Christine Sinclair's probably going to be her last World Cup. So mm-hmm. they're going to be the same with Marta on Brazil's side. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Maybe we're going to have to lose a little bit of sleep. It's not, you know, but it is what it is.
Just go out and then come home and watch the game.
Yeah.
You don't have to have to fall asleep if you don't never go to sleep.
Yeah.
The ways of
wisdom.
Julio.
Yeah, wisdom. All right. this has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. Shout out to Ford Madison for the kits. For Julio Montoro's and Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. Keep it tapped when we got more stuff coming for you in weeks coming. But until then,
bye.
I'm the coin that pops.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.